Test 4. Section A. 1. Bill, I wonder if you and your wife would like to come to Scotland someday. I'm sure you'll enjoy the most beautiful scenery in the Highlands.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But my wife hates being driven anywhere. Nothing personal, of course. She had a nasty accident on the way to Scotland once, you see.
Question. Why does the man decline the woman's invitation?
2. I'm very glad that you've recovered from the bad accident last winter. I was really worried. What would you do if you had lost your memory? If you couldn't even remember your own name?
Oh, I suppose I'd try to find someone who knew me, who could tell me all about myself. Or I could try a doctor, perhaps.
Question. What can be concluded from the conversation?
3. Hello, Robert. What are you doing here? Drawing money?
No, I only want to put some money in my deposit account. Not very much, but I'm trying to save.
Question. What did the man want to do?
4. What a lot of traffic. We shouldn't have driven down the main street, not when it's so crowded.
Well, I told you, dear, didn't I? I said the roads would be very busy, especially on Saturday.
Question. Where did the conversation take place?
5. Please help me with this belt. I've never been on an airplane before, and I feel rather nervous.
Don't worry. These planes are the safest in the world.
Question. What did the woman ask the man to do? 6. You'd better get up. It's 7:45, and your breakfast's getting cold.
I don't feel like having any breakfast. I'll have another 5 minutes sleep instead.
Question. Why didn't the man want any breakfast? 7. I wonder how our listeners learn English by themselves. It's useful to have a teacher, I suppose.
Yes, of course. It's helpful to have a teacher. But I expect many of our listeners are learning without one.
Question. What are the man and woman doing? 8. Do you have Gail's number in California?
Not yet. She promised she'll send it to me as soon as she had a phone installed.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation? 9. What did you say? I couldn't hear you.
With all this noise inside, it's no wonder.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. Excuse me, I wonder if you could help me. Do you happen to know if there's a chemist open late this evening?
Let me think. Yes, there's one in the High Street. It's called Jackson and Jameson.
Question. What is Jackson and Jameson in the conversation?
Section B.
First reading.
The trouble with cars. In most cities and towns in America, it is difficult to live without a car because the whole system of working and shopping and even entertainment has been set up to accommodate the automobile. The widespread use of cars has created an automobile culture. I'm sure you've heard plenty about this. What you may have heard less about is the trouble with cars. Why they are not totally an asset to either an individual or a society. For one thing, cars are dangerous. The effort by engineers to make cars safer is constant, but no one has yet created a perfectly safe car. And no matter how safely cars are engineered, there will be the human factor. People who drive when they shouldn't, after drinking, say, or who become distracted by something while driving, or who simply get tired and fall asleep at the wheel. As a New Englander, I can also tell you that very often, especially in winter, the weather itself will create hazards for drivers. If we think just purely in terms of how our resources are used to accommodate the automobile, we find some other interesting facts. The space required for roads and parking lots in America right now is equal to the entire area of the 6 New England states. This is a land on which nothing can grow. No one can play or build, or which has any other use whatsoever than the movement or storing of automobiles. All the same, it has been said that if everyone tried to drive his or her car at the same time, no one could go anywhere.
Second reading.
The trouble with cars. In most cities and towns in America, it is difficult to live without a car because the whole system of working and shopping and even entertainment has been set up to accommodate the automobile. The widespread use of cars has created an automobile culture. I'm sure you've heard plenty about this. What you may have heard less about is the trouble with cars, why they are not totally an asset to either an individual or a society. For one thing, cars are dangerous. The effort by engineers to make cars safer is constant, but no one has yet created a perfectly safe car. And no matter how safely cars are engineered, there will be the human factor. People who drive when they shouldn't, after drinking, say, or who become distracted by something while driving, or who simply get tired and fall asleep at the wheel. As a New Englander, I can also tell you that very often, especially in winter, the weather itself will create hazards for drivers. If we think just purely in terms of how our resources are used to accommodate the automobile, we find some other interesting facts. The space required for roads and parking lots in America right now is equal to the entire area of the 6 New England states. This is a land on which nothing can grow. No one can play or build, or which has any other use whatsoever than the movement or storing of automobiles. All the same, it has been said that if everyone tried to drive his or her car at the same time, no one could go anywhere.
Final reading.
The trouble with cars. In most cities and towns in America, it is difficult to live without a car because the whole system of working and shopping and even entertainment has been set up to accommodate the automobile. The widespread use of cars has created an automobile culture. I'm sure you've heard plenty about this. What you may have heard less about is the trouble with cars. Why they are not totally an asset to either an individual or a society. For one thing, cars are dangerous. The effort by engineers to make cars safer is constant, but no one has yet created a perfectly safe car. And no matter how safely cars are engineered, there will be the human factor. People who drive when they shouldn't, after drinking, say, or who become distracted by something while driving, or who simply get tired and fall asleep at the wheel. As a New Englander, I can also tell you that very often, especially in winter, the weather itself will create hazards for drivers. If we think just purely in terms of how our resources are used to accommodate the automobile, we find some other interesting facts. The space required for roads and parking lots in America right now is equal to the entire area of the 6 New England states. This is a land on which nothing can grow, no one can play or build, or which has any other use whatsoever than the movement or storing of automobiles. All the same, it has been said that if everyone tried to drive his or her car at the same time, no one could go anywhere.